Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Mem Zayin 447. As we continue in Parshas Re'eh, in the same pasuk as we mentioned yesterday, there are eight mitzvahs learned out from this one pasuk. Chazal Darshan and Maseches Makos. Every word in this pasuk teaches us a different lo sa'aseh. So today's lo sa'aseh is the isser of eating the basar or any part of a carbon ola. That is today's isser. Says the Torah, where do we get this? Chazal, where do we get this from? Which word in the Torah? Says the pasuk again, as we've read it the past couple of days. Lo sucha lechol b'sharecha ma'asar degancha v'siroshcha v'yitzarecha. Those are the three ma'aser sheni averis. Uvacharas bekarcha, that's bechor. Becharcha vitzonecha, that was yesterday's, that was eating chatas and ola, chatas and asham outside the proper place. Vechol nidarecha, that's the phrase. Vechol nidarecha asher tidar, any promises that you promise. What is the most common promised carbon to bring to the Beis HaMikdash? If I wanted to just, I want to show my gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not a carbon totem, I just want to show him my appreciation. So we bring the carbon ola, which is called a doron, which is called a present by the Gemara in Maseches Vachin. That's learned out from this pasuk of Chana Derecha Asher Tidar. Don't eat it outside. So here, we don't assume it means outside, because anywhere I eat a carbon ola is going to be a problem. But that's today's isser. At least part of today's isser, we should say. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo le'achol shum davar mi besar ha'ola. I'm not allowed to eat any part of the ola. Ola is, as we know, kalil, totally burned on the mizbeach. I'm not allowed to eat any of it. Shnei amar, lo sucha lechol b'sharecha, nidarecha asher tidar. Upire shakasev, ki'ilu yomar. It's as if it says, lo sucha lechol nidarecha asher tidar. Don't eat your nidarim. Period. Forget the first half of the pasuk of Bisharecha. That's not what's going. That this word is not referring to that, because this you can't eat anywhere. V'amru Rabbi Hussein Balea Kabbalah Nidarecha Zu Ola V'loba Kasuv Ela Mercha. And this pasuk gets to teach me, in contrast to the next mitzvah that we will have, which has a halachic difference in terms of time when you're allowed to eat it. Ola is always la ochel ola bein lefnei zrikas adam bein lachas zrikas adam damim bein lefnei min achlam bein chus lachlam shuover below saseh. Doesn't matter where, doesn't matter when, an ola is only burned if I eat an ola inside, outside. Doesn't matter when I violate this isser. So that is point number one included in this isser. Then the chinuch adds a very important point, a one liner, but it's crucial. And that is Gam Amru Zechronam Lavracha. And this is based on the Rambam. Chazal also say, included in this word, in this phrase, don't eat from the carbon ola, Zechronam Lavracha, Shezeh Alav Hu Azhara L'chol Moel Bekachim. This is also the source for the Isser of Me'ila. We discussed at length earlier, back in Sefer Vayikra, there is an Avera called Me'ila getting benefit from the Beis HaMikdash illegally. It doesn't say that anywhere. Nowhere in the Torah does it say, Lo Timal. Don't be a benefit. So where does it say, where's the Isser? Where's the source? All we know from Sefer Vayikra is that it exists. Where do we know that from? Because there are two other mitzvos that are related to Me'ila. Mitzvah Kuf Chav Zayin in the Chinuch is the mitzvah of when I violate and take something and benefit from the Beis HaMikdash, and I pay back, it's like a type of stealing, which we'll talk about soon, but when I pay back, I have to add on 25%. Whatever benefit I got, I have to add, that's a mitzvah say deraisa, to add on 25%. So, whenever you have to add on extra, you must have done something wrong. So, the assumption of there is that there's an Aveira, but it doesn't say that in Vayikra. Also, two mitzvahs later, in mitzvah Kuf Chavtes, we know it's the mitzvah of bringing a carbon asham. We know there are certain aveiros that you bring a carbon asham for. Asham gezelos, asham shivcha harufa, but also asham me'ilos, for me'ilos. You bring a carbon. But where does it say in the Torah you're not allowed to benefit? Maybe I could do it. I bring a carbon if I want to. So that's today's Isser. Today's Isser is also the Isser of Me'ila. This is the Chinuch copying the Rambam. The Rambam says this. Not everyone agrees with this. Rashi, elsewhere in Maseches Makos, does not agree to this. Rashi seems to say it's based on a pasuk Chechet Mitruma, but the Rambam, and the Chinuch follows him. The Rambam here in Lo Sa'aseh Kuf Mem Vav, quotes, Shezirano Me'achol Mibsar Ha'ola, quoting our pasuk, Nidarecha Asher Tidar, which is referring to the Ola, and then he says, V'zeh Alav Hu Azhara L'chol Moel, not only eating the carbon Ola, but example of that, that is an example of benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash when I am not allowed to. So that's an important point, that today's Isser is the Isser of Me'ila. There is a lot of lumdis related to the Isser of Me'ila, just to mention Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim notes And the way the Achronim formulate this is, and this is the Aveira, this is the mitzvah to talk about Me'ilah, because that's what, this is the source according to the Rambam and the Chinuch. Me'ilah, benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say I use a spoon of the Beis HaMikdash. Let's say I designated money to give to the Beis HaMikdash, and then I use it for something else. So there are many details of Me'ilah, B'mezid, B'shogeg, if I make a shliach, but at root, is the Isra of Me'ilah, should it be looked at as bizayon hektish? It's a disgrace. This is supposed to be for the Beis HaMikdash, or it is the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm using it. So is that the point? It's disgraceful? It's a bizayon? Or do I say no? The point is that it's gezel. A special Isser in the Torah. Just like the Isser of, there's an Isser of stealing from a hedyot, there's an Isser of stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. That's when how Me'ilah should be looked at. This is the way Rav Yosef Engel says it in Asvin Daraisa. Be'is an Isser hektish. Imhu ach misibas hakinyin, tohol v'shel gavoahu, because it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Al kein yishbo kedusha, v'asser umoalin bo, because it belongs, odil mano. Hikdisha davar b'vnei atzmohi tahov hikdisha yisrael b'diburo v'amar areiz the hektish chalav kedusha v'ena kedusha told us akinya. It doesn't flow from the fact that it's owned by hektish, which would make it a gezel. No, it is kadosh, and therefore benefiting from it would be something that would be in violation. Reb Chaim is a big believer that this is an iser of gezel. How does he prove it? How does he prove that it's an Isra of Gezel? So he proves it from a Gemara. The Gemara says about Matzia Dafsadi Beis. This is Reb Chaim in Hilchos Me'ilah. Says Reb Chaim, the Gemara there is talking about a worker. We know, based on Psukim in the end of the Torah, Parshas Kisetzei, Be'er Hashem, we'll get to these mitzvos, that a worker, when he's in a field, he's allowed to partake somewhat of some of the fruit that he's working in. If he's working in an apple orchard, he's allowed to eat a couple of apples for lunch. If he's eating in a vineyard, he's allowed to eat a couple of grapes. That is given. That's the assumption. That's the halacha. That's what it says in the Torah. But what if he's a nazir and he's working in the field? Is he allowed to eat the grapes? He's not stam a worker. He's a nazir. So the Gemara says, of course not. Depol, not of course not, but no. Depol nazir eino ocha begefen. He does not eat. Says Reb Chaim, "Delo yafina lemishre isura mehad ochel mishal bailam." You don't say all isurim are matired, right? Just because you could eat from the owner, you know, it doesn't mean that you could. If you're a nazir, you're allowed to eat, or if you made a neder, that you're allowed to eat. So says the Gemara. So says Reb Chaim. So why is it that by hektish, let's say these were grapes of hektish, I'm not allowed to eat from them, and you require a pasuk to teach me that? That you wouldn't violate Me'ilah if you eat from those. What if you don't need a pasuk to teach me that a nazir can't eat the wine, can't eat the grapes? So I need a pasuk here. So says Reb Chaim, beautiful. You know why I need a pasuk? Because what is the heter allowing the worker to eat from the grapes? That's a heter of gezel. There's no gezel here. That's what the Torah is mechadesh. If you're working in the apples, you can eat the apples. If you're working in the dates, you can eat the dates. The Torah is mechadesh. There's no gezel. Of course, there's an iser of nazirus, but there's no gezel. Ah, but if Me'ilah is looked at root as an iser gezel, so that's why I might have thought that the iser Me'ilah is also matired by the Torah. That's why we need a pasuk to tell me, no, it's not mutter. So now, once the pasuk tells me that, that's a good question. Do I say, the Torah is being megale, that at root it's not an iser gezel? It's a bizoyan hektish iser? Or do I say, no, it is gezel, but you don't go that far? Right, the heter of a worker in the field only allows gezel of a hedyot, not gezel of hektish. That's what Reb Chaim says beautifully. To be'emes lo shayach lamel of klal, shar isur mi gezel, milvadi isur mi mona lo yalfinan. But says Ella de Bafoel, lo de huter iser gezel, kim da al yidezeti, tira Torah lepoel, lecho bakamas chaveiro, memela ainza gezel klaus, not gezel. Mashenke, nazir, and maiser sheni, outside the choma, of course you're not allowed to do it. But you need a pasuk by hektish, because the root of iser me'ilah is gezel hektish. Then he even adds, that's why the halach is that if you're moel today and moel in 3 days from now, it could combine. If it's just an iser per se of bizayon, how could two half shiurim combine? But if it's an issue of gezel, if I steal a half a pruta from you today and half a pruta from you in 3 days from now, that adds up to a pruta, and I'm a ganef, and I have a chiyuv hashava. So there are other rides as well, but that's an important Reb Chaim that he assumes very strongly that Me'ilah at root is an iser of gezel, and that's why achilas v'achilas chaver are mitzarif. Again, there's a big topic, but this is Rabbi Yosef Engel's Chakira in Asvin Daraisa, and Reb Chaim regarding the Isser of Me'ilah. Good, there is an interesting issue brought up by the Minchas Chinuch here. He says, so let's say somebody violates today's Aveira. Somebody eats from the meat of an Ola. How many Aveiras does he get? How many Aveiras? So it's the same pasuk, but he gets an aveira of eating from the carbonola, and he gets an aveira of me'ila. What if, and this is a classic Minchas Chinuch, his type of suggestion, what happens if you eat less than a kizayis, but it's worth a shaveh pruta? Whatever the food is, right? You eat less than a kizayis of the food, but it's worth the shaveh pruta. So he says, that's a nafkamina. You would not violate the Isra of Achilas Ola, because every Isra Achila requires a kizayis. But you would violate the Isra of Me'ila, because Me'ila is not an Isra Achila. It's an Isra of Hanot. It's an Isra of benefiting for the Beis HaMikdash. If you benefited a shaveh pruta, then it would be okay. That's the Minchas Chinuch up here. V'machal pachos mikizayis ola v'yesh moshaveh pruta eino over. Amazing Minchas Chinuch suggestion. Misham lav de kalil rak lav de mi'ilu shaveh pruta. So again, because you didn't eat a kizayis, you would not violate the Isra of eating an ola, but because it was worth the shaveh pruta, so that's why you would get the Isra of mi'ila. That's a great suggestion of the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, we continue now. Kfar Kasafti, says the Chinuch now, B'seder v'ichli truma. Let me explain some of the reasons and the hashkafa behind this mitzvah. Mashi adati al tzara pshat b'inyin ha-karban. I've already explained the importance of sacrificing the karban in the right spot, with the right kavanas, and what I'm supposed to think about. V'toeles hayotze lanu b'sarfeinu b'alechayim b'bayis ha-gadol. What is the toeles? What is the result? What is the profit that comes out of burning animals in the Beis HaMikdash? The Ashara Baham, Shlo Nochal Mehem Elashi Saref. And certain parts of them have to be burned, and an Ola has to be totally burned. Hakol Nimshach Achar Oso Atam. Look there, because I've already explained it, the importance and the significance of Karbanos. Remember, most Karbanos are eaten. Only the fats, which are usually thrown out, so those are burned. Only Karban Ola is an extreme example where it is totally burned. It's Kedai to review for a minute the fundamental machlokas about Karbanos, which he's alluding to in general. The machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban, in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, quotes the Rambam. And he says, the Rambam, in a famous comment in Mor Nevuchim, says, Karbanos are all about anti-Avodah Zarah. Right? We already mentioned a couple of days ago that maybe Karban Pesach is different than all other Karbanos, that maybe Karban Pesach is the anti-Avodah Zarah. But the Rambam seems to say, at least in one place in Mor Nevuchim, Kitama Karbanos, Ba'avur Shahamitzriyim Ba'hakazdim, Asher Hoyu Yisrael Garim V'toshavim Ba'artza Me'olam. The lands where the Jews lived, Hayu Ovdim La Bakar V'Latzon, they worshipped animals. Ki Amitzriyim Ovdim L'Tzleh. As we know, the Egyptians worshipped the sheep. V'Akastim Ovdim L'Shedim, Ashiru Lahem B'Dim U'Seirim, V'Ashehodu Lo Yishchud Bagal Olam. And until today, the Ramban says, Ashehodu. And we can add, it applies today. If you walk around, go to India, there are cows walking all over the place. Right, you can't do anything to cows. Right, they're walking in the streets. They're walking. You can't touch them. Avodah Zarah. Right. So the Ramban says 800, 700 years ago, the same thing. Bavur Kain. That's why. That's why we take these animals that are worshipped and we shech them to show that they're no. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech Malchei Melachim. We shech the cows. We shech the sheep. We shech the goats. That which they think is the greatest crime, the greatest sin, we do that and we shecht it to the ultimate, the only Melech. That's the Rambam, and the Ramban doesn't hold back at all. This is nonsense. What's the Rambam talking about? It's anti-Avodah Zarah, so why did Adam bring a carbon? Why didn't Noach bring a carbon? There was no Avodah Zarah in those days. What are you talking about? It's anti-Avodah Zarah. And all the Avos brought carbonos. Yurapu Shever Gadov, Akush Yerabal Nikla, Yasu Shochai, he quotes all these psukim in Tanakh. He says, no. Machshavas Risham, he says, you're minimizing what carbonos are all about. You want to say there's one or two that are anti-Avodah Zarah, okay. Maybe this year Lazazel, maybe some others that are related to that. But generally, the Ramban says, no, there's much more positive. And this is a Derech HaLimud question in general. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim many times has very minimal type of reasons, and the Ramban jumps on him for them. It could be the Rambam himself in Mishnah Torah has much more positive reasons. Mor Nevuchim might have been written for a specific tzibur, and therefore he might have written something, which is true, but there might be much more than just what is written in Mor Nevuchim. But that's the Rambam and the Ramban. The Meshech Chachma, in his Hakdama to Vayikra, tries to make Shalom. He says, They're both right. Elu ve'elu. What do you mean they're both right? He says it depends where you're talking about. Where are you talking about? V'ulai esh lahachriya, says the Meshech Chachma. Ki karbanas bama. The karbanas brought on a bama, as we discussed a few days ago, outside the Beis HaMikdash on one of those altars. Heim rak lahachriya v'dezara mi levavos am Yisrael. So those on a bama in your backyard, I have a taiva to worship. I'm going to channel it to Hashem. So that's maybe anti-Avodah Zarah. L'chein tziva ki yaktiru l'shem shamayim. But karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, karbanos in the Mishkan, that's not just anti-Avodah Zarah. Then the Ramban's right. So the Rambam's right on Abama, and the Ramban is right in the Beis HaMikdash. Heim vade l'karev ha'olamos u'l'chaber dodim. Right, there's a lot more there in terms of Kabbalistically. And that's why he says, ha'noder ki ilu bana bama. If somebody makes a neder, says the Gemara in Nedarim, it's as if he built a bama. What's the connection between a neder and a bama? Why does a person make a neder? Because I can't control myself. I want to put up an extra wall so I don't come to violate. That's a neder. So that's like a bama. Because a bama is anti-Avodah Zarah. It's like that extra geder that I don't come to Avodah Zarah. But when there's a Beis HaMikdash, who owes a Rasha? But Masha Goder Asmomi Avodah Zarah, Bahadabon Abama. But you can't build a bama when you have a Beis HaMikdash. Because you have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what ultimately we're bringing closer to Hashem. And then he says, and that's what he thinks is the pshat. He says, Nisgalali Sod. I finally figured out a reason for Reb Chaim Cohen. Reb Chaim Cohen, what does he say? He's one of the Balei HaTosfos. Tosfos in Megillah, on Daf Yud, quotes Reb Chaim Cohen, who says that even if you hold that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is not everlasting, lo kitchelas elavo, the Isser of Bamo still exists. And all the Mefarshim are bothered, how could that be? If there's no more Kedusha, of course, you go back to what it was earlier. The Heter Bamos. Says the Meshech Chachma, no, because once there's a Beis HaMikdash here, even if it's not there anymore, and even if Lo Kishlas Lavo, the Isra Bamas is not here anymore. Why? Because we know the Anshei Knesset Gedolah killed the Yetzahara for Avodah Zarah. And therefore, Ein Su Tzarech Lahakriv B'Bama Ligdar Ha'ami Avodah Zarah Ve'in Chefes Lashem B'Bakar V'Son B'Mama She'edim L'Rech Lichoach V'Chulu. And he quotes other sources as well that fit into this, but that is an important discussion to remember Rambam, Ramban, and Meshech Chachma at the beginning of Vayikra. But again, that's in general terms what the Chinuch says. The message of not eating the Ola goes back to Karbanos. One could suggest possibly, maybe there's another idea behind this specific Isser, right? The Isser today of not having an Ola, not partaking of the Ola. And that is, an Ola is the extreme Karban. We know out of all the Karbanos, it's Kalil. It's totally burned. Nothing is eaten. Ola is a, and we have to have it sometimes. We have to have, to go to the extreme. The Rambam talks about generally the Shvil HaZahav, but in certain cases you have to go to an extreme. So we have Ola symbolizing being extreme, but it has to be extreme in the proper way. You can't eat the Ola. It has to be burned. That's what Hashem said. If I eat it, then I'm using extremism. I'm going over the border. I'm using the Ola in an inappropriate way. Misuse of extremism. And that could be very dangerous. I once heard from Rabbi Lamb. He says that the Medrash says in Parshas Bereishis, and this is a classic Rabbi Lamb Vart, Vayalakim eskol asher asav v'nei tov ma'od, ma'od ze hamaves. Right? Ma'od ze hamaves. Tov ma'od is death. Why? That's why even the Chassam Sofer didn't like to say that pasuk at the beginning of Kiddush. Even though there's a problem of saying half a pasuk, he didn't want to say that pasuk. Vayalakim eskol asher asav v'nei tov ma'od v'ayar v'yivoker. So some say you have to say the whole pasuk. The Chassam Sofer didn't want to because of the allusion to that Medrash. Ze hamaves. Now, what's that? What's this? Tov ma'od is zeh amavis. So Rabbi Lamb quoted one of the Rebbes who said, ma'od, all ma'odious, all being extremes and going crazy and not being a balanced personality, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for, but being in extreme fashion, he says zeh amavis. That's the downfall of the person involved. So maybe that also is an idea behind this Isser of eating the Ola. Ola is an extreme carbon. If I misuse this Ola, so that is an example of misusing where extremism is appropriate in Halacha. Sometimes it is appropriate, right? With this Chil Hashem. We have to be an extremist to prevent Chil Hashem. Right? The Gemara says, Ein chokin kavol rav, b'makam sheish Chil Hashem. Right? We gotta be an extremist not to have Chil Hashem. We have to make sure that our extremism doesn't create another Chil Hashem, Chas v'shalom. But it's a delicate balance. But that is another idea. Let's continue. V'noeg Yisr zeh b'chol makom v'chol zman. This Yisr applies always. B'schar v'nekevus, meaning even today. Shafilu makdish b'amto ayom. If somebody is makdish an animal today as a carbon ola, and then eats it, so then they violate this Yisr. Menachas Chanukah discusses how does that work? Because once you shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, so then it's not really an ol anymore, it's puzzle, so you get the Aveira. So he discusses how exactly it would work. The overall Zevi Achal, Mibsar Behemas Ola, and if somebody violates and eats the Ola, the Basar, V'chenka Olochal Gamki Mishar Kachim, or if you eat from any other carbon when you're not supposed to, or again any benefit from the Beis HaMikdash, Ma'al, I violate the Isser of Mi'ila. V'chayiv Malkus B'mezid, Kishish Eidem V'hasra. And I'm chayiv malchus b'mezid if I had edim and asra, k'moshi yadua b'chal makam, as we know. But if I violated b'shogig, I'm chayiv a carbon me'ila. I have to bring a carbon asham, one of the few aveiros that you bring a carbon asham for. V'yachsam ashenene b'toseves chomesh, and I bring a chomesh, as we mentioned, is a separate mitzvah d'oraisa that we had earlier. Okay, we'll stop here. This was the issues of me'ila and carbonos, and this was the third to last mitzvah. This was mitzvah number six in our pasuk. We have two more mitzvahs. Again, there's one pasuk, the source for eight mitzvahs. Okay, we'll stop here.